Friendly Rivalry, MILF's Threesome 61, FFM Threesome Erotica, Lesbian Sex Erotica, MILF Erotica. Written by Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Sierra Klein. Friendly Rivalry, MILF's Threesome 61, FFM Threesome Erotica, Lesbian Sex Erotica, MILF Erotica. Doris Heaney had been a semi-professional golfer in her day, but had sacrificed it all to have children. She didn't regret a thing. Now, with her children long gone and bills to pay, Doris had replaced the birds in her nest with a pair of lodgers who seemed to share the ruthless streak that gave her the edge in her youth. Sally and George were the most competitive people that you were ever likely to meet, and Doris took a shine to them. Even the smallest things became games. Walks became races. Board games became contests. If one couldn't best the other, they wanted to at least draw. Sally was 19, and George was 20. The two drove each other on, and were well on their way to being successful young adults because of it. Despite the gulf in age, Sally and George did their best to include Doris in their events and games, to the extent that Doris became their friend, too. But Doris and George had a secret that Sally couldn't know. During lockdown, George had found it hard to find a release. With the house occupied and his sex drive whirring into overdrive, he'd taken to long showers during which he could masturbate and rid himself of the sexual tension. Doris, much to her shame, had accidentally peered into George's bathroom while he was showering and had spied him in front of the mirror masturbating before he cleaned himself off. Even crazier, George had spotted her. Doris had at first stood in the doorway, watching George, who had refused to stop, despite spotting his landlady's voyeuristic eye. Eventually, she had found the act too arousing to turn away from, and Doris, against her nature, had entered the room with George and set about relieving him herself. George was so desperate for a woman's touch that he'd surrendered himself to his older landlady instantly, and Doris had given George the gift of a glorious climax deep in her mouth. She'd fled afterwards, but the taste of George's cum on her tongue was something that she knew she had to try again. Since then, the two had had various encounters. When lockdown ended, their clandestine meetings hadn't stopped. Sally remained oblivious. Doris had done well not to change her demeanor or personality.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?